the Diaries of a Diet podcast with Danny Fennessy. Hola, my beautiful people. I hope you've had a great day so far. We're back with another episode. This lady, her name is Anita, and she's just cool, man. She's such a cool chick. She actually reached out to me on Instagram when I put it out there, and I was like, hey, is anyone keen to share their story? And I just admired her bravery. So I was like, yes, sis, come on, come jump on the podcast. So she's from South Auckland. A bit about her story is that she went overseas to play softball to chase a guy and ended up with a girlfriend. Classic. We chat about the moment she told her parents she was gay, actually realizing she's gay, and how do girls actually know who's going to propose? Let's start it off with how she met her girlfriend. Let's talk about your girlfriend real quick, because we were chatting before and she's, oh gosh, you told me what she is. She's from the Netherlands, right?
Girl!
Oi, I'm sorry, I've got short-term memory loss. You met in the Netherlands.
We met in the Netherlands.
Yeah, okay.
So she's
England.
British. Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Five minutes ago
we had that chat, literally.
I was just seeing if you were actually, you know, awake
listening
yet and you're getting
actually,
into the... Yeah. The podcast. Yep. Okay, so
no,
she's
we're
from
here,
England.
We're good.
Okay,
yep. She's from England.
Okay, and so you met over in Netherlands.
Yep.
Netherlands.
Yep.
And how did that come about? Because were you like seeing girls when you went over there?
I went over there with the intentions of not meeting anybody, not doing anything, just going on a trip for myself.
How cliche.
I know, right?
And then boom.
Exactly. Yeah, 100%. Yep. And then so I went there to play softball. She also went to play in the same team. So we're in the same team.
Okay.
Yeah. Same softball team.
Right? Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
But she knew another guy who helped her get connected with that group. So I pulled in and it was like training day. The first day and I'm like, I'm jet lagged and grumpy and nobody wants to talk to me when I'm like this.
Yeah.
So I had a team photo and like we're standing right next to each other. We didn't even notice each other at the time.
Is that true story? Or did you?
Well, I was so tired. I was just like,
I'm not here to check anyone
out. I assumed
out.
That she was Dutch as well. So I was like, I don't know anybody except the Australian girl that's in the front line.
Yeah.
And I'm in the back line. So I was just like, oh, hi. Smile for the photo and then left.
Yeah.
So that's how that all started.
But, true.
Yeah. And so, you know, you connect with people that speak English or like you can have a conversation with and everything. So me, her and the Australian girl kind of... just hung out till we got comfortable with everybody and everything. So
and you got comfortable.
Yeah, pretty comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. How does that happen when you're over there playing sport? Do you like just be like, hey, do you want to hang out and have a look around the Netherlands together?
That was exactly it.
Yeah.
Literally. She was like, should we go out for a drink? Because like I think it was in the first couple of weeks or something. And I was like, yeah, we'll go for a drink. And then I had no idea that she was flirting with me at the time.
Just because like, you said that she had never seen girls before, right?
Never. Okay. So I was just like, sweet, we're just two girls going to have a drink. All good. She's like, you're definitely gay. And I'm like, I'm not.
Did she say this to you?
Yes. On our first night
really?
Out for drinks. Yeah, she's like, definitely. I'm like, no, I'm straight. Like, I'm straight. I don't know
what
you're talking
about. Did you think you were straight? Or were you just
I only just met her. Like, this is the first time we're hanging out. So yeah, I was like, about to tell her my whole life.
Yeah, true. So like we are right now.
Yeah, exactly.
Here we are at a podcast meeting for the first time and you're like, this is my life. Yeah. We've grown since then, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. But and I was just like, no. And then, yeah, too many vodkas later and like nothing happened on the first time. But I was just like, oh, actually I think I kind of fancy you. But yeah.
Man, that was quick.
But she was definitely straight. Like, I knew I wasn't.
Yeah. No one's definitely straight.
Dot, dot, dot. To be continued. Well, it is continued.
Oh, okay. So
yeah. And then we hung out some more and then, yeah.
And then what? Just eventually, like how does that work? Because I know a lot of people, they ask me and they're like, one of the biggest questions is how do you know like where to, like how do you know if someone's gay? How do you know if they're keen? Where do you pick up gay people?
Yeah.
Like,
So how it all really, really started, like when we started to really like each other and stuff was they celebrate a thing called Kingstag over there, which is like the birthday of the king kind of thing. And there's a big party in the city. So we went to that and I messaged my mate. I was like, okay, she's going to be there. This other person's also going to be there. Don't know which way it's going to go, but hopefully it's with her. Like literally still have it on my WhatsApp.
Ooh, not the same WhatsApp.
So the whole night went on and I was going to stay at Amy's place anyway because I was going to be drunk and like I needed a place to stay without waking up the baby that I was living with. So that was...
Jeez, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, went home to her place and I was so drunk. I think I was like holding her hand throughout the night. Didn't even realise though. But she was talking to some other guy and I didn't want her to talk to him. I know.
Not the other guy.
Smart, smart. Yeah. But yeah, so we went back and then, yeah.
Was that the first time that she, okay, you don't have to get into too many details. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable. But was that the first time for both of you, like, experiencing woman?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd say yes. For her, 100%. For me, I, like, was kind of into girls but never really did anything. So, like, yeah, for her it was, like, 100%. But it felt okay because I was away from everybody that I knew. So I was I wasn't worried about anybody.
Wait, when you say this, does this mean, like, a different country?
Yeah.
See, this is quite funny because I've had a few people on the podcast that have said exactly that, that they've only just started to come into their true selves when they're away from everybody, and then they can experience that and, like, you know, get to know that.
I'm a worrier, though. Like, I worry about anything and everything. So I'm like, okay, I say that I don't care what other people think about me, but I definitely care what you might be saying about my back if I go and do this thing.
Sis, you're a Scorpio. Of course you do. You put up a stubborn front.
The life of me.
You put up a stubborn front, but really deep down you're emotional. Yeah, you're exactly. Like, I care.
So being in a different country where nobody knew me really or they knew my background or who I was into, for example, like I was safe.
Okay.
Safe as.
Is that just because you just didn't care who, well, is it because you cared about people that you actually care about having an opinion? Like if you were back home, you know, the people you actually love and are friends with, you're...
No, I knew my people, like my people had my back.
Yeah.
For sure. Like I had a chat with my parents when I was younger and they asked if I was into girls and stuff, so...
Really?
Yeah.
How did they, how did that conversation go? What did that look like or sound like?
Well, what was I doing? I was in my room and it was the day after I had a friend come over.
A friend?
Yeah, a friend.
Classic.
Yeah. And then the next day Dad was like, oh, come have a chat with me and Mum. And I was like, okay. And then he was like, just wondering, do you like girls? And I was like quickly in my mind, I was like, well, I could say no and it could be over and done with, or I could just come out with it and we're good. So I was just like, yeah, I think so. And then it was amazing. My dad was like, just so you know, we love you, doesn't change anything. And I'm like, my guy.
Wow. How old were you?
I think I was like 17, 18, something like that. Yeah. But before then, never had a conversation with my parents. Like being older, you don't have those conversations.
Okay,
so it's just like, you know what, this is amazing. It was really good. But I've always been pretty close with my dad. And my mum, love my mum.
Yeah, let's chat about how that comment you just made about being Māori, that's not the kind of conversations you have.
Yeah, well, you just don't talk to your parents about your relationships or anything. No? Like, oh, I don't know, not in my family anyway.
So, so when you were coming, like, even if it was like a man, you still wouldn't really have those conversations? Is it like a taboo thing in the Māori culture?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Maybe just for me or my family and stuff. Like, literally didn't tell any of my parents about any of, like, guys that I was seeing or anything.
Okay.
Until I was, like, 21.
Wow.
Yeah. And then my sister was the same, my older sister. Like, we obviously knew that each other had boyfriends because we went to the same high school. But our parents didn't know about it or anything.
Were they quite strict, your parents? Well, no, they weren't.
Not strict. Not strict. But raised us well.
So what was it that you feel like you couldn't talk to them about it? Or was it just something you were
like... It's more than, like, if you're going to take... Well, for me, if I'm going to take someone home... I'm going to take a good person home.
That you're going to, like, marry.
I'm not going to waste my mum and dad's time or their emotions or their energy on someone that's not quite the right person, you know?
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah, that's what it was.
That's probably not even just like a multicultural thing, really, yeah. I feel like that's quite a broad thing for people that just want to make sure that they respect themselves and their parents at the end of the day.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I have the utmost respect for my parents.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, do anything.
Yeah. Okay. And also having that older sister, you probably followed in her footsteps a lot too, right? Like if she wasn't doing something or doing something, were you kind of like shadowing that? Because that's what my little sister did all the time. I was like, damn, I couldn't do anything without her wanting to do the same thing.
So sports, definitely. If my sister did something, I would want to do it as well.
Yeah.
Because we're quite sporty growing up. But otherwise, I wrote my own, my own life.
Cool.
She was very sporty and I was like, going through high school, I was like, okay, I want to go a more leadership role kind of thing. So that's where I went.
Wow.
And she was the cool kid. Not the naughty kid. She was still well-behaved, but like the cool sport kid.
Yeah. Same as my sister. My sister was like really good at sport. She was like the A student, really good at sport, really good at academics,
yeah,
really good at everything.
And here I was like, I don't know what I'm doing with my life.
You're allowed.
Yeah, exactly. And then I was like, Mom, I like girls. And she's like, oh, God. Nah, she did. She was good. She was good with it. But I just always felt like I was like the rebellious one, just doing things like the complete opposite.
That's my younger sisters.
Oh, really?
And they're like much younger. I think they're like 7 years younger than me.
Okay.
7 and 8. But yeah, they're more like that. They're just writing their own stories.
Yeah.
Way different to us.
And how were they when you said that you had a girlfriend?
Amazing.
Yeah, well, amazing. Like, yeah, another sister.
My sisters just have so much love. Like, we're just, yeah. No, I'm very lucky. I have a fantastic family.
Yeah.
But they love Amy more than anything.
Did you have any struggles with your sexuality?
Yeah, I'd say I did. Yeah. But more because I was just like, yeah, I was fighting it, I think. Because I'd be like deeply into these girls growing up, but be like, oh, nah, that's not the status quo. Like, should be with a guy and all that.
Society.
Yeah.
Society says.
Yeah. And then, like, coming back, I guess that's why it was so cool listening to you on the radio. Because then I was like, shit, actually, this is kind of, am I not? My bad.
You can say whatever you want to say. If you don't listen to the podcast, we talked about damn anal one time.
That's true. So, but it's like, you know what? This is pretty normal. And I just had to find a place that I was comfortable, but at the same time, someone that was like worth me putting their energy into.
Yeah.
And those girls weren't the right people. Like,
yeah.
So, you know, I was fighting for something that wasn't worth it and then broke myself in the.
Well, yeah, because we'll touch on that relationship thing. Because, I mean, like, even if it is a relationship with the same sex, it's still a relationship, you know what I mean? And you still go through the same things that anyone goes through, like heartbreak and troubles and all that
drama's
kind of stuff.
Drama's 10 times worse.
But. Yeah. Oh, do you know what really grinds my gears? Do you know what really grinds my gears? Is when people say, they're like, oh, I'm just so over guys. I am going to date girls. It's just going to be so much easier. And I'm like...
Go on then, sis.
Good luck. Good luck.
You ain't ready to open that can.
Good luck with that. Have you had a period at the same time as your girlfriend before? Double the hormones.
Oh my God. Yes.
But yeah, that one comment right there really, really grinds my gears. So yeah, so let's talk about your relationships, because when you were talking about yourself, you brought that up quite a lot as well. Like, what were those learnings for you? Because we have to go through them to learn, you know?
Yeah, 100%.
Not only about relationships, but about ourselves as well and our self-worth and what we actually want moving forward.
And I think that's still something that I'm learning, the whole self-worth.
Yeah.
But it's like through Amy that I'm starting to learn all of it. And like, it's just a really, like, she gives me a big open space to be able to learn about myself, I suppose, and how to be better. But yeah, growing up, I was just like, right, I love way too hard, like way too hard on anything. Like, my friends, I care way too much. And if something goes wrong in their lives, it's in my life and I feel it way too deep.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I only realize that now. So I like try to distance myself from so many things. So yeah, growing up, I was just like, right, this is the person, blah, blah, blah. Put all my time into that. And if it went wrong, I'm like, bruh, can't live.
It's the cup filling thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like you're filling everyone else's cup, but then at the end of the day, your cup is just completely empty.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's a tough thing to learn, I think, and accept that, like, you can't keep putting so many things into other people without looking after yourself. So,
you know what? I'm going to go and research this after. I think we're probably cousins because we sound very similar.
Girl, I'm not from Taranaki.
somewhere down the line, eh? Who knows? But you're like talking and I'm just like, oh my God, is this like myself?
Strange, right?
Because I 100% get what you mean. And you lose yourself in the process as well, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And then so like with that, because it was like through high school and then I was just like putting my attention into all these different things and it was just, it wasn't good. So like all my high school life, it's insignificant really to me now, which is...
Insignificant in the way of?
Like, I don't think I took anything out of it for myself.
Really?
Yeah. Like... The relationships, I probably don't even talk to too many people anymore. I think I've reconnected with one friend, which is amazing, through the gym, which is so cool.
Cool. Okay. Cool.
But like otherwise I'm not really, I have no connection to go back or need to go back.
Yeah.
Which is like, that's a significant part of your life. So you should, right?
Yeah,
who says?
But it might not be a bad thing. You know, you might have outgrown that stage. But I mean, like, it's completely up to you if you think it's insignificant, but also for me, that's you acknowledging that, and that's a really big thing as well, that you can even, because acknowledging it and like holding yourself accountable for that is a big thing as well.
Yeah, for sure.
Because a lot of people can just dwell in that.
And how do you move on if you just keep sitting on it, you know?
So. Exactly. So I guess even for you to just kind of like acknowledge it and be like, oh yeah, that was a part of my life. That's cool. Mm. But like you still took things out of that, like if it's lessons or
yeah.
if it's.
Well, there's definitely things that make me who I am. Like
yeah.
as shy as I am, I love public speaking.
Whoa,
yeah.
Rosie.
Which is weird, right? It doesn't go together. Like
I wouldn't say you're shy though.
Exactly. But I'll still be at home having a cry because I'm so nervous or like my hands are real sweaty and everything. But then once I get going, I'm good. Like put me up to do a team chat and I'm sweet.
That's cool. Right. That's cool. That means you're like, you push yourself.
Yeah.
You like the growth.
Yeah. Today was a big push.
I know it was. So that's why I'm so grateful for you being here because it's just, you know, like I'm really grateful for every single person that comes on this podcast because I know it's not an easy thing to do to like put yourself in this space.
Yeah.
And be vulnerable and talk about your life and talk. A lot of people don't like talking about themselves either, you know, there are just so many people that can relate to every single person's story. And you know, like it was you, wasn't it? And you're just like, I'm just a normal person. I don't really have I don't know.
Just
and I'm
little
like
me from the hood.
And I'm just like, yeah, but that's the beauty of it. Like every single person has a story to share.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who you are at the end of the day, like you'll be able to relate to someone.
Yeah.
So,
and it all helps, right? I mean,
every single person helps.
Yeah.
Even just someone hearing a 5-second bit of this, you know, like how you were saying before, how you heard me talk about girlfriends. So, like, even if I mentioned it for 5 seconds, like every little thing, it stays with someone.
Yeah.
So, something that you say today, you might just think you're talking like a whole lot of shit, but it'll resonate with someone and it'll stick with them for so long, and hopefully help.
Help
so,
one person. We're doing good.
Told you we'd get deep.
Yeah. we're not crying yet.
Yeah,
we're good.
No, we're not crying yet. We'll see if we can make it a goal. So let's go back to the relationship thing. So do you want to chat on that about the biggest lessons you learn from those relationships, or would you rather just stay clear of those?
What have I learned from them?
Yeah, because you said you had a couple big ones, right?
Yeah. Well, I'd say one big one, and then Amy now are like my two realest. But I think what I learned from the last, and so this was with a guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay,
so what I learned from that is just I was really obsessive and I wanted all the time and I wanted all the attention. And now that I look back on it, like 100% that wasn't going to work. It can't work like that. Like you don't get all of a person's time. A person doesn't make you happy. Like you have to make yourself happy to give.
Oh, quote Nita right there. That's your little quote we'll put in quotations.
But like, you know, I have to make my own self happy to be able to give my best to them. And then for it to be received from them as well. So I think that's what I learned. It's taken a few years to like really move on from that, I think. I probably carried it. And to be honest, I probably went over to Holland hoping that I'd reconnect with that person because they were over in England.
Oh, true.
Yeah, and Amy knows about it too. Like I was talking to her about it.
Wow, the universe had a spin for you, didn't they?
Yeah, and I'm like, how wrong was I to even want that? Like, so yeah.
Everything happens for a reason.
Exactly.
It's cliche, is it?
And I'm pretty happy these days.
So that kind of just dwindled out and then you
I just decided to reset and like I was when Amy and I were friends I was talking to her about it, I was like oh blah 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 is over in that place and all of this and she was like oh yeah that's cool if you want to do that like she was a really good friend and that's what I love about our relationships like we're really good friends before we really
that's great
pushed into anything and she's my best friend
Can we chat on the dating the guys? Because you did mention that you were pushing yourself towards men, you know, and confusion with your, like, sexuality. You didn't really know where you sat.
Yeah. I don't know. It's kind of embarrassing to even think that I tried and, like, the things, not that I did bad things, but, like, I'd go out and just, like, hang out with a guy for a night and stuff like that. And I just, that's not me. That's not who I wanted to be and it's not who I was raised to be. So nah, it's a disappointing time in my life, I think, that whole part of it. Just wish I learned about myself sooner, I think.
Oh my God, you're like 27. Jeez, you're so harsh on yourself, aren't you? I feel like you're so grown when you're talking.
I have high standards, I think. Okay. Probably too high sometimes. But I just want to, I just want to do good for me.
You're doing good by the sounds of it. You're doing really good. And it's just really interesting chatting to you because, I mean, I never want to take that away from somebody's journey, but the things that you think are negative, I'm looking at it as like positives, you know, like how you're like, oh, you know, I did this and it was disappointing, but I'm like, but you did it. And like, that's the only way that you're going to know that you don't want that. So yeah, I just want to like give you like a massive growth hug because I'm like, girl, you're doing good. Yeah. Like, don't be so harsh on yourself.
I'm lucky because of the people I have around me. Like my dad, like my dad really made me who I am, and my mum supported me through all of that. But then I've even got a really good boss as well at work. So I'm just like, circle is really safe and really supportive, and like I can pick different things just to make myself better, I think. Yeah. So yeah, I look back on stuff, I'm like, nah, that's not good. I want to do this stuff. And yeah. Like, yeah.
I mean, you're always improving though. That's a good thing, right?
Always want to improve.
Yeah, yeah.
Always want to improve.
So, you know, with those guys, were you pushing yourself towards that? Because I feel like I can relate. You're pushing yourself towards guys because you just thought that was the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Or were you trying to, like, you knew that you had these feelings, but you were trying to like be like, nope.
I 100% fought the way that I really felt. But it was because I was like, right, we love children in our family. Got to get married, got to have children, yes. All of that stuff, you know. But because I was so young and I didn't understand how things could really work out being in a gay relationship, I was like, the only way I'm going to get that is if I do this.
Yes.
And I was doing it, for other people, not for myself. So, yeah, it's what hurts me the most. I was like, I was doing all these things for other people.
Yeah.
And so this year I'm on a huge journey of just doing things for myself and how I can better things for me and Amy and all of that. So, yeah. Yeah.
Cool. And the baby chat as well.
Baby chat.
Yeah, we were chatting about this. This is such like a, I feel like, you know, when like gays get together, like, so how are you going to have the baby? Like, you know, I really appreciate the openness though, because a lot of people, they don't like to talk about it, and that's completely fine. Like,
yeah.
I know it is a sensitive topic and some people like to keep private about it, and that's 100% fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, we were chatting about both wanting babies. You guys want a baby. I want a baby in the future as well. And I was like, how are you guys going to do it? Like, you know, chambers if we're going to get our Sunday coffee. And you can say what you want to say. Like, I don't want to speak on behalf of you or give away what you want to, don't you want to give away?
Well, it's on the cards for sure.
Yeah.
Like, we definitely want babies. I want babies, 100%.
Yeah.
But it's just like you say, the logistics of all of it and making that all happen. But you had somebody on the podcast last season that just had a baby or something.
Oh, the girls. Yeah. Yep.
And then we're like, Riley. Wow, amazing.
Yeah.
But they did it like through the doctors or something.
Yeah,
right?
They did it through, oh gosh, what is it? It wasn't IVF. It's the other one where they take, it's like IUI or something.
Right.
Something with three letters. Sorry, I can't remember what it is. But they did like that. They went through, you know, the procedure where there's a sperm donor and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Cost a whole lot of money, though.
Exactly.
But they have a beautiful baby to show for it. But, I mean, like,
there's so much that goes into it.
What about for you? Like, because I was actually chatting to someone about it. And if you go to the sperm bank, right, they don't have any Māori or Pacific donors.
Oh, wow.
Apparently there's like none, like, because I don't know why that might be. Maybe it's like a taboo thing.
Yeah. To be fair, do they even think about the need to do it?
Well, that's the thing. Yeah.
Like growing up, I wouldn't have known anything about that.
Yeah. No, same.
And if nobody makes you aware of it, then why would you even look into it?
Yeah.
It's not going to be following you on Instagram or anything.
Yeah. Well, exactly. And you don't get paid to be a sperm donor in New Zealand either. So, That's my thing, because I would love my baby to have, you know, because culture is such a big part of me as well.
Yeah, have a connection to it.
Have a connection, because my partner is, you know, got Samoan in her. Well, not yet, but no, I'm just kidding. She's Sa. So, you know, like Sa and then Cookie and then Māori. So like somehow to try and incorporate all of that like within the donor. Because, you know, like it's hard when there's two women and you love this person so much, but you can't blend your genes together.
No.
Gosh, it's just so frustrating. I just wish there was something that came out where you could just make a baby together, like with this this person you love so much. Like, I mean, like, I reckon one day, probably not in our lifetime, but there'll probably be something.
Something. Yep.
Where it will...
And then we'll be looking back and be like, back in my day, we had to do with this.
We had to have sperm. They probably always have to have sperm, but for somehow they'll probably be able to like join the eggs up together and then put the sperm, I don't know.
The other side of it is when you have a baby, the world that they're going to grow up in with two mums and all that stuff, you know. So it's just like, for us, we want to make sure that we're set so that everything is as smooth and as comfortable as possible, because we want to be able to look after and support our kid.
100%.
When it comes.
And I mean, like, same, I feel like that's everybody's ideal thing. I mean, there's never a right time to have have a kid, but...
But we're lucky that we can choose.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not like...
You know?
We can accidentally...
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Like, we don't have to be like, oh, shit, we're not quite ready. We can be, like, fully set up or semi-set up and then, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So it's a blessing and a curse at the
blessing
same time.
Blessing and a curse at the same time. You're right, you're right. Are you guys engaged?
Want to be.
Want to be. Okay. Before we log off, can we chat? Let's chat about this. So what happens? Because I know a couple of people that are engaged that are in a gay relationship. But say you have a chat about it, right? Mm. You and your girlfriend. Who proposes? Because that's what I get asked all the time. Yeah. They're like, who's going to propose?
Yeah.
Like, are you or her or like what?
We talk about this all the time because we're like, no, you do it. Oh, no, actually, I want to do it because I want to do this. And oh, your nails have to be painted. And I'm like,
there's two girls in this situation. Like,
exactly. Yeah. And then like our most recent chat is like, should we just like both agree that we're engaged and like chuck a ring on each other? Like, for me, it's not a deal. I just want her to be my fiance. I want her to be my wife.
Yeah, you don't care about the engagement.
Yeah, I
proposal.
Don't care. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I think you'll care. I think you want something really nice.
Yeah.
So in the end, I'll probably do it.
Okay.
As much as I want her to do it.
Okay. So you do want her to do it.
Yeah. Just do it, eh? No, but like, as long as I have her, doesn't matter. But like, of course, I want her to be my wife. It's going to be like my greatest flex.
Yeah. So, okay. So say you were going to propose to her and you put on the ring, then do you get a ring? Like, what happens?
Exactly. Do we go and buy my ring together?
There's so many things. I mean, like, this probably happens in like a hetero world as well. Like, you know, the girl can propose to the guy and like all
yeah,
that.
Exactly.
But like, two engagement rings for girls is quite expensive.
It's spinning, right?
It's expensive.
But at the same time, gives a fuck about diamonds. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know what? They make really nice, like, wood rings and all of this stuff. Like, I'm about nature. Just give me some nature.
Yeah.
I'll be happy. I don't care what's on my finger.
Yeah.
I probably don't even need anything because I'd like get anxious and like just play with it all the time.
Oh, I'm terrible. I've already said to my girlfriend, oh, relax. When my girlfriend proposes. My girlfriend proposes to me. Confident. No, I said, don't give me anything expensive because I'm terrible. I lose things all the time.
Yeah.
Like I don't even know how much this is, but don't get anything over like $50.
I don't even wear, like aside from my watch, I don't even wear jewelry. I can't. It just stresses me out.
I'm very bad. I lose things a lot. So having something really expensive on my fingers is just, it gives me anxiety.
Exactly.
So I can't believe I was so confident right
now. It's more to lose or like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay, well, if you do it, just tell me if you're going to propose and you can come back on and give us the update on what actually happened and how it actually works. Because I feel like a lot of people ask that question.
There's a waiver right now from our friends that apparently we're going to get engaged before the end of the year.
Surely.
I mean, I'm not saying no.
Hey, you know what? Thank you so much for catching up.
No,
I'll
worries.
Let you go. Your girlfriend's probably waiting for you at home to hear the update, to be honest. But thanks, Amy, for letting her come in and do this by yourself. I really admire that text you sent me and you said that you were going to come through because you do everything with your girlfriend, right?
Literally.
Yeah. Is that a thing?
100%.
Attached to the hip?
Yeah. But, like, it's fun. Like I said, she's my best friend. We love doing things together. But at the same time, I will just hide behind her.
Mm. What do you mean hide behind her? Is she more outspoken?
No, not at all. Mm. But she has to be brave for me. So, like, we'll go out to a restaurant. I won't order the food or anything or speak to the people, like, which is crazy. I work in sales, you know, but I'm uncomfortable. And I think that's something from growing up in the hood. Like, I don't feel comfortable in places.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, in certain kind of places or?
Most places if we go out, yeah.
What? Why is that? Why do you reckon that is?
No idea.
Do you mean, like, flash places or something?
Just anywhere.
What do you mean by like?
I don't like going anywhere by myself either. Hate it. If I have to go shopping, then I'll go to the place, know exactly what I'm getting and leave. And if it's not there, I stress and then just leave or buy the wrong things.
So you don't like being by yourself?
Not really. At home, 100%, I'm fine.
See, this is like, this for me is like, I'm looking at the time, but I'm like, I want to dive into your childhood right now. And I'm like, okay, were you like left alone as a child quite a lot? Or like,
no,
maybe.
No, that's what I mean. Like, my family's amazing. We had, like, I had a really good family upbringing.
But maybe that's why. Maybe you're just used to being around so many people that you just don't really like the feeling of being alone.
Yeah.
But hey, look at you. You came in here.
I know. I was really brave. I was a big girl today.
You did it all by yourself. Yeah. We recorded a whole podcast and you're still standing and you haven't run to the toilet from your coffee.
No.
Man, talk about growth today.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm really proud of myself.
I'm so proud of you. I'm very, very proud of you. Thank you for your time. Thank you for coming in. Thank you for being vulnerable.
Thanks for having me.
And thanks for taking that step and coming by yourself. Look, here you go. You can do anything now.
Basically, I'm good to go. Might go jump off the sky tower.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that. I'm not coming. We might as well just go buy a ring now.
That was Diaries of a Dyke with Danny Fennessy. Thank you so much for listening. If you need more of a doad dosage, you can follow us on Instagram @Diaries of a Dyke. And I'll catch you next episode. Peace.